fighters. What's going on? The first key element to you making more money as a home improvement contractor, in my humble opinion, is hands down, you must take control of your sales process. I want you to think about this. If the phone rings 100 times this month or this year or in a period of time, if you don't have a consistent, solid, repeatable sales process to implement, you're actually going to be on 100 different processes, because some of the people are going, hey, come by on Thursday night at 7 o'clock, and you're going to be like, well, shit, that's when I'm hanging with the family. Now I got to make adjustments for there. Other people are going to go, leave the bid in the mailbox and that whole bullshit thing. Okay. So it's important that if you want to make more money, you have to take control of this sales process. The sales process should start with great pre-qualification, which just is an open and honest conversation about, are we going to be a good fit? Does it make sense for us to go on a second date? Because that's really what that first in-person meeting should be, is a second date. Think of pre-qualification as the first date. It's like a Zoom call, phone call. Hey, does it make sense for us to get together? All right, when you have this open and honest conversation with people, you will take control of the process and you will avoid spending time with buttloads of tire kickers and unicorns and people that will never be your client. Okay. The other cool thing about this is when you take control of your sales process and you really have a great pre-qualification process going in this that you start it with, you will save 50, 60% of your estimating time. You know, those times when you're typing up your bids late at night, negotiating against yourself, and you're chasing people and making follow-up calls and driving and all this other crap. So much of that is avoided when you take control of the process, have that open and honest conversation. You're going to free up so much time because you're not chasing bad leads. The second thing I want to share with you today to help you make more money as a contractor is, daggummit, you got to know what shit costs you to do. We've all done this. We all get excited. We sell a project and then we go do the project at some point. And then you realize you don't have as much money left over after the project that you thought you were gonna, because you bid the job and didn't understand your true costs. Reminds me of a conversation I had with somebody a few years ago where he sold a job, a small landscape type job. He was all excited. He sold this job for $3,000, and when he sat down to actually figure out what the job was going to cost him, he actually did this before the job started, which was good, but he should have done it before he priced the job. He realized the job was going to cost him $4,500 to do it. So I don't know about your math, but my math says if I sell something for $3,000, it better not cost me $4,500 to produce it. And this comes down to understanding your cost of goods sold. COGS, COGS we call them. Another name is direct costs. What does it cost you, the contractor, to do the job for Mrs. Jones? That's really what costs of goods sold are. This is what you get to pay to do the job. If it costs you $5,000 in labor, that's what you've estimated it, okay? And another $5,000 in material, it's $10,000. That's what you get to stroke checks for to your employees and your vendors and stuff, just to build somebody the project or produce the work that they hired you to do. So many contractors are screwing themselves because they're not taking the time to truly understand what their true costs are to do a job. And the easiest way you could do this, make sure you're making money, is figure out what it's gonna cost you to do the project. That's your estimated time and materials and all that other stuff. Add it up, multiply by at least two so that you sell your work at least a 50% gross profit. You're gonna put more money in your pocket. Third thing I'm going to share with you today about making more money is, guys, you got to get out of the way. You can only do so much in your business. And the sooner that you realize that you don't have to be the superhero in every area of your business, the better off you're going to be. The sooner you realize that growing with great people, putting great people in place on your team, the sooner you can do that, the better it's going to be, because you're going to get out of the middle of everything in your business. People are the key to growing your business and you making more money. People are the key to implementing the processes that you have in place. Okay? So invest in them, train them. Over time, you'll unload some of the hats that you're wearing, okay, when you start to give them responsibility. And the more responsibility you give them, the less your phone rings with problems, the more you're freed up to do the things that you're really good at doing in the business, and in turn it makes you more money because the efficiency goes through the roof and everybody's working in an area of the business that they have a strength in. Now, a lot of people are afraid to do this. In fact, in our 100K contracting coaching call just today, we talked about some of the fears people have around adding to their team. Well, they're going to screw a job up and I'm going to lose money, and how do I know they're going to do it as good as me and all this other shit. Guys, I want you to think about this. All the mistakes that you've made that now you know not to make, you made them at one point or another in your business. The only difference between you and the people in your business now is you didn't have anyone to report to or give you shit about the mistakes you made, but you still went through those things, you learned from them, and now here you are. You have to be patient. Don't drive people out of your business because you're a jerk as a leader. Raise them up and look at this as like an investment in the future. Whatever mistake they might make now, learn from it. If they're a person of good character, they're coachable, they give a shit, then they're worth keeping around and grinding through some of those growing pains with. All right, so guys, you got to take control of that sales process. You got to know what your costs are, and you have to get to a point where you start raising up other leaders in your business. When you do that, you're going to make a lot more money. So today I want to give you guys a resource to help you make more money. And earlier we talked about knowing your costs. And so one quick thing that you could do right now is go download at thecontractorfight.com/job cost. We have a job costing spreadsheet there for you where you could download it for free. And basically one side you plug in what you think the job's going to take you to do. That's how you come up with your price. And the other side is when the job is done, you plug in what it actually cost you to do the job and you compare the two. And that is like real-time adjustments as you're going through each week and each project to help make sure that you're making money right now on this job. You guys rock. I gotta roll. We'll see you next time.